Good evening to all my fly people. This is your girl, Shay Dawn, with Fly Conversations with Shay Dawn. So I am so excited that this is my first show of 2019, y'all, and we're ready to set it off. We're ready to do it real good, real big. We want to do it different than we've done anything before, than any of the other shows. We're ready to set this thing off right for this year. So, let me just give a little background as to who I am for those that might be new listeners. Again, my name is Shay Dawn. I am a singer-songwriter, award-winning singer-songwriter, best-selling author. I am a fitness guru. I am a mother. I am a health fanatic. I am a speaker. I am everything that God says I am. Let's put it that way. And then some. I love being able to talk to people, getting across to people, and getting different people points of view. And so tonight, we are jumping in with real relationship talk. Now, for those that follow me on my social media, you understand that on February 16th, right here in the city of Jacksonville, Florida, I am doing a relationship symposium. At the symposium, I have 5 men, 5 women, and we're coming together to talk about our experiences in dating, relationships, to find out where the gap is. We want to bridge the gap between men and women. We want to help each other understand each other a little bit better, and maybe, just maybe, keeping my fingers crossed, we can fix this dating world that seems to be going straight to hell in a handbag. I'm just saying. So tonight, to help kick that off, I got 2 men up here. And let me explain something to you, ladies. These are not just your everyday Joe Schmo men. These are, we have Mr. Let me get my information here. I have Mr. PJ Mason here. And he is, he's a chef, which we love to eat. So praise God for the chefs. Praise God. They are a blessing to our spirit. He is 37. He is single with 2 children. He is the owner of Chef Prince Catering, which was established in 2012. So he is established. So he's not just anybody just throwing anything out there. Okay. So we let's start right there. And then we have Mr. Thaddeus Dixon, which is a 42-year-old male. Now let me run down all of his accolades here. We have a educational and bachelor of music, master of science and counseling and psychology, doctoral student at Argosy University in psychology, and is a current worker for as the mental health therapist in the community with 7 years of collegiate teaching experience. So let me go ahead and, gentlemen, say hello to the people. Introduce yourselves.
After you, PJ.
Good evening. How y'all doing? I'm PJ. She already made my introduction. Thank you for that. I'm honored to be part of the show. So hopefully I'm pretty sure we will. We'll have a good discussion this evening.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm Thaddeus. Good evening, world. It's a pleasure to be part of the first broadcast for the new year. And as she said, it's going to be a wonderful year. And I'm just so happy to be a part of this particular broadcast. And I look forward to talking to you ladies and perhaps helping out some of these fellas as well.
Yay. We are excited. So, with all that being said, let's jump right in. So, relationships. Let me rewind. Let's say dating in 2019. From my experience, I don't know that I can find the correct word, But I will say it makes me just want to just confine myself and say I'll be okay living alone for the rest of my life. What has your experience from a male side? Because from a female side, and I hear this a lot with my girlfriends and coworkers, we pretty much all on the same page. But from the male perspective, how has that been for you, Thaddeus?
Oh, well, to be honest with you, I think what you just said is has its advantages. You know, it depends on where you're at in life. You know, as a pretty established male who still has goals, dating is something that should be invigorating, something that should be educational. And
still there? PJ, are you with me?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm not sure what happened.
This is Thaddeus.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
There you go.
Okay.
Yes, we can hear you now.
Yes. Well, just to sum it up in a nutshell, from my experience, I see too many people using dating as an opportunity to fill up holes or voids in their life, and that
mm-hmm.
usually leads to early expectations that are you with all your, you know, attributes and accomplishments. It's hard for someone like that to actually just end up being alone. It just means we have high standards, which is a good thing.
I would agree. Okay. So for PJ, tell us what your thoughts on the current dating scene is.
My thoughts on the current dating scene. It's slim pickings out here. It's so many situations and personalities and perspectives that you're running into. And, you know, it's a lot of agendas as well. And so, honestly, I've been trying to stay away. I've been staying away from the dating scene because, I mean, honestly, like you said, it's a little scary out there. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not
Man,
too
I
long.
Agree, brother.
I'm not too long. I got out of my relationship in August.
Okay.
And I've not been really looking forward to this dating process. Like I say, just being a part of social media, I have a few different Facebook groups. So I, you know, there are people from all over the country. So I get a lot of different perspectives, and I get a lot of people's reality. And I say it's scary. You know,
So PJ, now share some of the different perspectives you're getting that makes it scary. Like, what are you hearing or noticing?
Well, it's so much selfishness that's going on that people aren't going into dating with the purpose of fulfilling something meaningful out of it. Like my brother Thaddeus said, you know, a lot of people are looking to fill those voids that's missing in their life. And so it's become just going through the motions. And, you know, it's a lot of selfishness. So you're just fulfilling yourself. You're thinking about yourself, which I'm not opposed to putting yourself first. But you can't just only think about yourself and your needs. You know, it's a lot of lack of communication.
Man, say that. Say that.
Did you want to add to that, Thaddeus?
Well, yes. I mean, let's talk about it. I mean, with social media, you know, there's a lot of fakeness going on. You know, I'm gonna get on my soapbox real quick. You know, all these people put these filters up. You know, making yourself look all glam. You know, so if I were a shallow type of guy, you know, people aren't being real. Let's talk about females because that's who I date, obviously. You know, aren't being real, you know, even as much as what their looks are like. So imagine mm-hmm. what else they're hiding in order to get their agenda met. You know, as a therapist, I deal with so many breakups and defect cases where there's been domestic violence, there's been cheating and all of these things. So it's becoming more and more real. At one point in my life after my divorce, I had an opportunity to run into this woman, this German woman who was phenomenal. And so I didn't have to date. We just started living life together, if you know what I mean. Hey, let's go mm-hmm. eat lunch like this. But it wasn't an agenda other than hey, I like you, I like you, you like me, so let's just see where it goes. But now when you're going on social media, you're hooking up with somebody on Facebook, this and that, you expect them to look a certain kind of way, you expect the man to pay for this or the woman to pay for this because they got a picture of a nice house, a nice car, and it takes away from just the altruistic reasons that we really, really want to look for.
Right. Okay.
I agree.
So now you've said some really good things. Let me I want to go back really quickly, though. Let me talk about this selfishness. So now I've seen some posts, one of the guys that I'm friends with on Facebook as well, and I've just actually paid attention to one of his posts. Well, it was a whole day. Where in my opinion, and you know, I'm gonna tell y'all right now, I'm just really transparent and open person. I don't believe in sugarcoating. So in my opinion, wow. I felt that he was throwing a temper tantrum on, and he was throwing it on Facebook because he was saying how bad the dating scene was in Atlanta. Now I understand it might be, you know, bad, but yeah, I mean, he went a whole day about all of it, and it was just really too much to me. But one of the posts did mention that he was used to, I guess he grew up with, you know, around a lot of women, and he was used to women showing him, seeing strong women that were able to do things. And you know, I'm going to go off on a ledge here and say maybe able to maybe even help pay for a meal or something to that degree. But he said what he was encountering, what he's encountering is women just want to be served, and they don't want to show that I guess that they can help, or that they're they would be a good partner. They just want you to do everything and bring everything to them. So is that the selfishness you're seeing, or is there something, some other level of selfishness that we're talking about here?
That as well. And like I say, just going into the dating process with no outcome goal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not talked about, you know, one person may be ready for a relationship. The next person might not be so ready for a relationship and just want to have fun out here. But if that's not talked about, if you're not discussing what you're wanting,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's, and just start doing your own agenda, or even talking about it and as a male being manipulative and saying what you think she wants to hear to get what you want.
Mm.
And from a woman too. I'm not going to say a male. Well, women as well. Say what you think that they want to hear so you can get what you want.
Mm. Now, I will say I've encountered that. I have encountered that. That I have. That's interesting. That is very interesting. Now, on the flip side, let me just ask this, because I'll tell you, I've been told that I set women back 1,000 years with some of the ways I think. And I'll accept that. If that's what they want to say, I'll accept that. I was raised with both my parents still together, 40-plus years, my grandparents together, 50 years. I was raised around that.
Wow.
So I've only seen, I don't know anything outside of that. And one of the things that I have some girlfriends, and one of them says, well, you know, when I go out on a date, the guy has to pay for the first 5 dates automatically. Before we can even move any further. Now, my thinking is most men will, they don't want a woman to pay. Most men that I've known, they know I got this. However, me, I will offer, because at the end of the day, my thought process is, depending on especially where we're at, I see us as a team. Never as, you know, I guess, like I said, just pretty much just we're the team. So in the team, to me, those little things says, should this go further, you need to know that I'm the one that's got your back. If you don't have it, I got you. What I have, you have. Would you think that that would be setting women back, or do you think that makes men feel any kind of way? And either one of you can jump in on that. Both can answer if you like.
To be honest with you, I think that's a nice gesture. But I also see it as a setup. It's so if the man does take you up on that offer, then, you have certain women who will be like, oh, well, this ain't going to work anyway. You understand? But that is a nice offer. The way I was raised, I believe the man should, be able to afford and take the woman out. If you can't take the woman and her friend out, then you shouldn't be going. That's just a rule I live by. I grew up in the South,
And her friend?
I'm sorry.
And her friend?
Yeah, just not that you, right. Just like, if you're going to buy something at the mall, if you can't buy two of them, you don't need to buy one of them. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying take her friend out, but you want to make sure you have enough money in your pockets. Well, if she wants some dessert after dinner drinks or whatever, you ain't got to be checking your bank account to see if it's in there. That's all I'm trying to say. So, with that being said, yes, paying for the first five dates is cool and expected, but at the same time, so if you invite me over for Sunday dinner, I expect a full course meal with dessert, and there has to be some type of equilibrium there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. PJ?
Okay. So I'm all about courting a woman. I'm all about paying for those first few dates. And if she asks, typically my response may be, you know what, you can cover the tip.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to that. And that's like on the, and I'm not opposed to that even on the first few, because I'm all, just how you said about the teamwork type deal. It's not about the money. It's just not letting me think that I'm out here doing it by myself. I've been holding down a household since I was a teenager. I've been cooking. I've been doing my laundry. I've been, I got kids that I had to. Their mom is in the picture, but we co-parent. So I've had to do everything on my own on this side. So I'm able to do all that. At this point, I want a helpmate. So somebody that I can see that, okay, you got my back. You ain't just expecting me to handle all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let me ask this, because now I've been told this. And just for the record, most of the time that I did offer, they pretty much said exactly what you said, PJ. No, but you can go ahead and get the tip if you want to do that. Do you feel that gesture at any point could be interpreted as trying to emasculate you?
I can see how it could be. Like I said, because I understand there's so many more perspectives out there than mine or yours, so that's where I feel just, clear communication comes in.
Okay. Now, we know this is 2019. We know it's a lot of emasculating of the men going on, period. I mean, we'll just put it out there. It really is. Do you find it harder dating women because of some of the that are out like that, that are causing men to be emasculated? Do you find it harder? Do you find women a little more dogmatic in that area?
I see it being even on both sides. Like I say, with me having a lot of I admin a lot of different Facebook groups. And that discussion is brought up in pretty much all the groups. And so I'll say across the board, I see a lot of both sides of it. And I understand, so many go back and say, well, I was taught to do it this way. I was taught that a man's supposed to do this. I was taught this. I was taught that. But a lot of people forget to, they fail to mention that whenever this teaching was going on initially, whenever you could buy a brand new car for $5,000, you could buy a house for, $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
It was, women weren't really too much allowed even into the workforce.
Right.
You know, and the jobs they did get, they were paid way up under. So at that point in time, you didn't even expect – there was no expectations for the woman to have to pay for anything because there's no expectation that she even have money like that to spend like that. So that's why I was always on the man to handle that, as well as, yeah, I can take care of this. I can handle all this because, you know, milk is only 50 cents a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a lot of women, they'll say that because that's the traditions that was brought up over the years, but times have changed.
Right. Okay. And that was PJ, correct?
This was PJ, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going in a little deeper, so y'all can of course tell me you're doing too much. I would, if you can, just give me a short. We want to hear a short experience, a direct experience of maybe your last date or the last one that didn't quite work. What didn't work with it? What happened?
Oh wow, PJ, can I? If you don't mind, brother. Okay. I worked at a mental hospital where there's a vast population of nurses, black, white, mm-hmm. Asian, it doesn't matter. Most of the times I've been the only black male therapist. So, you know, I'm all over the place working hard. You mm-hmm. know, so the sister comes out, beautiful sister. I run her down. What you want? I hand her my bank card. I ain't bringing nothing back. I'm going to get me something to eat. You know, so I'm like, you sure? You know, I'll buy you whatever you want. I get whatever you want. Put some gas in your car if you need to. Just bring me back something to eat. Cancel that. 5 minutes later, the Asian lady comes out. I get you what you want. You keep your card. I pay for it. You work so hard. You know, and so I had a conversation. You know, in the lounge. I'm like, man, why y'all sisters do me like that? Anyway, long story short. We ain't got time for y'all games. So, you know, later on with one of my other counterparts, you know, and I was told this, well, Thaddeus, and this is what was by a European, you're not respected by your sisters as much, and I know you've had problems dating them, and the reason is because you come across as being pretentious. You know, if you were, you know, I asked one of those same nurses that were in there saying, we don't take y'all crap. You know, we went out on a date, and I got to be honest, this is what you would call shallow and ignorant. I took her to a nice steakhouse. She ordered chicken tenders and Sprite. And at that point, you know, I'm talking about a steakhouse with sushi and everything, no ketchup bottles on the table. I knew it wasn't going to work. And this has been my test. The reason it didn't work is because not only were her expectations of me pretty low, but I also felt like she wasn't ready to expect more from me, and that would lead me to believe that, you know, her experiences have always, she had reached her ceiling as well. You know, so later on, after on the way home, on the way home, I said, so, you know, why'd you order that? Well, you probably couldn't afford nothing more than that.
Oh, wow.
PJ, I'm leaving it right there, PJ. You know, educated and all, you know, I like my Argyle socks, my hand-woven bow ties and this and that. So nothing about me came across as not being able to do what I would have liked to do for her. So I'm going to ask you, sister, was that due to her upbringing, her education, or just her closed-mindedness?
Hold on a minute. I got a couple more wows in me.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. This is in Augusta, Georgia now.
Wow. I'm first of all, I'm really floored at chicken and Sprite.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I'm.
So
first
my
of all,
test now is. That's my test. If I take you out and you order chicken tenders and Sprite, that's the first and last date.
Hold on, chicken tenders?
Tenders, not chicken breast.
Oh, I'm done. I'm done.
Right. So that's a test for me. If I take you out on a date, I mean, eat sushi, duck, lamb, you know. So, you know, that's just one. So my thing is, you know, food culture can tell you a lot about where a woman has been, where she's planning on going, and where she's comfortable staying.
Mm. Now, that's deep right there. That is deep.
Some people call it shallow. Yeah. Some people call it shallow thinking, but it's worked for me so far.
Wow. I'm going to address that. Let me hear PJ's, because I'm still in shock of chicken fingers and Sprite that you can get at any side corner chicken house. And I don't
exactly.
PJ, come on, let me hear about yours while I work this out in my mind.
Yeah, we couldn't be compatible. You know, I'm a big foodie. I travel just to eat. So yeah, we ain't about to go across the country to get some chicken strips.
Right.
So I feel you.
Right.
Okay. So, my last situation trying to date was very, very, very short lived. About 2 weeks actually. In it. So we accidentally met. We didn't meet even on terms that, you know, I typically never try to engage with clients in that form of matter. But I had got hired to cater a dinner party for three ladies. You know, all the ladies was initially from out of town, but there was one of the ladies that lived here, you know. So they all live in different states, and they came in to have the dinner party here. Well, they insisted that I stuck around to eat, stuck around and ate. I got invited to brunch the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we even had met. So anywho, we hung out a couple of times, and we actually had hung out on that second week, like 2 days consecutively, and we had plans for the next day as well. Well, she got off of work late, and so when I was talking to her, she let me know, hey, I'm getting off work late, I'm tired. So me, just being the thoughtful person that I am, I'm thinking, okay, you know, we've been hanging out. We still got, you know, I was going out of town the weekend coming up, and she had family coming in. So I was like, okay, well, we still got the rest of this week. And I told her, like, hey, we can just cancel for the night and pick it back up. She didn't oblige. She didn't, you know, so she said fine. And sometime throughout the conversation, I even brought up, I was like, I could still come if you want. And, you know, it didn't get mentioned for me to come. So I stayed home and started to be productive, started doing laundry, cleaning up. Well, I have a good friend who's, she's actually engaged to a classmate of mine. And her and her fiance, they'll come over and eat every now and then. So I saw a Facebook post of hers saying that, hey, she was hungry, didn't feel like cooking. I hit her up. I'm like, hey, I got three steaks in the fridge. I need to cook these steaks off anyhow. So she's like, okay, cool. Well, she responds back. She's like, hey, you know, the fiance isn't answering. You want to go hit up this Mexican spot? So I was like, yeah, I've been wanting to hit that spot up anyhow. So, you know, just in formal communication, I let the girl know, hey, I'm going to go out to eat with a friend of mine. She was like, okay, cool. So while I was on the way to this Mexican restaurant, I text her, ask her, hey, you know, what's going on? What you doing? She responds, nothing important. And that was the last I heard from her for like a week almost.
Mm.
And she finally let me know that, and, you know, like I said, me and this friend, we end up going to eat, and we really actually talked about her.
Okay.
And so she let me know a week later that she was mad that I canceled our plans to go make plans with someone else.
Wow. Man.
Yeah. And so
okay.
That was my last. So just lack of communication. You know, and I can understand how she could think that when you assume. But there
right.
was no, you know, even if she really wanted me to come whenever I brought it up, you know, or when I said, hey, we can counsel. If it was a problem, she should have been like, you know what? No, I'm good. Even though I said I'm good off work late, I'm tired. You know, we got plans. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't. But even when I explained it to her after we talked, it still wasn't. That was my last dating scenario.
Wow. Well. On behalf of women with Lord, I don't even know how to say this. Let me just apologize. Let me apologize. I just don't even know where to go with that. Wow. Like, I mean, and I say wow because as women, we sit and we talk with each other about what our side of what's happening. And I'm sure both of these women, the one said, well, you know, he took me to the steakhouse, but I know he ain't have no money. He want to be a big show off, blah, 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 whatever she said to her friends. And then the other over here, well, girl, let him go. He just dumped you and went with somebody else. Like, who does that?
Right.
You know the conversations. I know they were had.
Exactly.
But we rarely hear the man side of what happened. And now I have to say, as a woman, I'm still learning this, that you all are more logical. You see it
yes.
straightforward. This is what we're looking at. Like, I don't see all the other extras. Like, I don't understand it.
Okay.
Pretty much. If
okay.
we come to you, if we come to you within a question of, well, babe, what's your opinion? Or really, I don't really have an opinion on that. Just do you need something that we just need to talk about logically, but a fact? I can give you that. But
right.
opinion, maybe
right.
not so much. So I think that's a huge disconnect because we don't really understand. And I think a lot as women, we don't want to understand sometimes the difference between how a man processes and how we process. Now to rewind a little bit, the food culture that I have never heard of, and that's really serious to me. That's deep. Now you asked what I thought of her. I think honestly it was a couple of things I could tell you probably was happening with her. She was very
okay.
closed-minded. One, she's closed-minded. Let's start there.
Right.
Very closed-minded. Two, to me, there seems to be this lack of believing that a black man can afford those things unless he's a basketball player, football player, something of that degree, you know, high-class doctor,
right.
all of this.
Right.
It shouldn't have even been a thought. If he took me here, if this is where he's bringing
right.
me, and not that the gold digger or anything, because that's not me, because that's not even how I think. But if my mind, I'll say, oh, he brought me here, and I probably would have said it to you. Oh, this will be in big spending. Well, let me get the lobster. You know, just
right,
in
exactly.
my mind.
Yes. yes.
That's
right.
where I would have gone. Although I wouldn't have
yes.
eaten the lobster. I probably would have got sushi because I love sushi. But that's
indeed.
Where my mind was gone.
Indeed.
So, yeah, I can see, and when you broke it down, I can see that the food culture will tell you because that told you everything. For her, she may always be a chicken tender and Sprite kind of girl.
Indeed.
never looking for more in life, never thinking that there can be more. Her mindset might be stuck in, I have to grind until I die, not
wow.
really want to enjoy life. So that's how I see her. PJ brought up a really good point. Communication.
Yes.
I really don't understand why that's so hard. Well, let me rephrase that. I do, but I don't understand why we continue to make it that hard. Now, again, speaking for me, communication is hard for me with somebody I don't feel open enough to with that. But now, in general, in your sense with the young lady you were with, like, that was easy. That was, I mean, that was just fresh start. Hey, there's just no point of, hey, we just open up and say, well, hey, yeah, I want to see you. And that would have been that. I just don't know why we tend to make it harder than it needs to be. I do know that among women, there's this talk that make him chase you, make him do this, make him do that. I'm a firm believer in the law of reciprocity.
Okay.
You get what you give.
Right.
So I'm not the one to, oh, let's make him chase me. I'm the one that if I'm interested, I'm going to let him know I'm interested too. So, yeah, simply say, if you ask, hey, do you want me to, I can come back out. Yes, please, I would like that. Easy. Done. Why? Mm-hmm. Because you're also letting him know that, yes, I'm interested. Not, in that sense to me, if she wanted you to do the extra work. She wanted the mm-hmm. extra. And I know some women are probably mad at me for saying all this stuff, but get over it, ladies, because at the end of the day, that's why we're single. That's why we don't have successful relationships, because nobody wants to tell the truth. Nobody wants to give it to us raw. And the raw truth is we're not always right. That's Ooh. Just it. Our actions are not always right. now, I have these conversations. I have these conversations daily.
I'm right, but I'm sorry.
You are absolutely right. I have these conversations daily because at some point you have to take accountability, step back, and say, what is it that I'm doing? And for those of us
yeah.
that have been in relationships and a couple and see and something's not happening, okay, the only common factor in them is you. Those men were not the same men. So whatever energy it is that you have that are attracting these men that are not right for you, now it's time to do some self-work. That's just my opinion. Let's do the self-work, change my energy, change my mindset, and then I can attract a better man. That doesn't take
wow.
long time. So now I'm going to ask PJ this question first because, Thaddeus, I know you are going to go in on this question. Based off your background, I know you're gonna really give us some stuff on this. PJ,
okay.
Because you said you were in a relationship and it ended. I believe you said August.
Right.
Okay. How do you feel about counseling between relationships?
Oh, I'm about to go get counseling. Matter of fact, I already said I was going to reach out to my brother Thaddeus here the next day or so, but I plan to get counseling.
Do that.
Oh, I'm going to. Yeah, that's already in order.
Good, good. Wonderful.
Absolutely.
And so I had never thought about it. It took a friend getting in my ear and, you know, telling me. And so she's actually been telling me for a little while, and so I'm finally deciding to listen.
Awesome, awesome. Glad to hear that. So, Mr. Thaddeus, give it to us, sir. Get laid on us.
Okay.
I'm ready for this.
Let me start by saying this. To the millions of people that are listening to this broadcast right now, two books you need to have in your life. One of them is The Five Love Languages, and the second one is called Creation Therapy by Dr. Arnos. One deals with temperament, and one deals with personality. Now,
I'm sorry, what was
just
that
like,
second? What was that second book? If you don't mind me interrupting,
the second one, absolutely. Matter of fact, I got a copy I can get to you. It's called Creation Therapy, and it's a biblically based model for counseling, and it's by Dr. Richard Arno, A-R-N-O. And I'm going to tell you why I recommend these readings. I'm very melancholy. Most artists, musicians, strange people are melancholy. The world likes to call it depressed. It's from the black bile. When you learn your temperament and the temperaments of other people, you automatically know who to stay away from. You automatically know how many times you're beating your head up against a wall, this relationship is not going to prosper. You see what I'm saying? And the five love languages, once you learn that, hey, I'm not rich in time because I'm trying to finish this doctoral program, but my language is affection and gifts of acts of kindness. I'll come cut your grass, but after that, I got to go study. So when we go to the right counselor, they will point out these things and help you understand this is your weakness, but it's also a strength to another person.
Mm.
You know, like saying, let's take choleric. If you give me 45 seconds, choleric comes from the word color. A peacock likes to strut their feathers. A person like me, I'm melancholy. I don't care how many diamonds you got. I don't care what fancy perfumes you got. I want to know what you read in the last 4 months. I want to know where your heart is. So you being a choleric and me being a melancholy, we're not going to get along. You don't learn these things unless you go to somebody who specializes in behaviors and temperaments and personalities. So, yes, I recommend counseling, but understand this. Most counselors are nothing but wounded healers. Okay?
Mm.
And so if you go to see a counselor, never go to a counselor who hadn't been counseled. A good therapist knows that they need therapy. So, yeah, I definitely recommend it. I do it all day, every day. But with that, get some supplemental reading so God will give you this gift of discernment for yourself. And once you become more aware of yourself, you become more apt to knowing, hey, I might like this, but it's not good for me. Let me keep moving.
Mm.
That's my spiel. That's my spiel.
Mm. And I okay, now I have the five love languages. Now that the five love languages, I have that one. That I have.
Yes.
Yes.
They got one for kids now.
I saw that. Yes. Yes. I was thinking about getting that
for
my son. I think I will.
Right.
I think I will.
Right.
So creation therapy. I'm gonna have to go order that one and check that one out.
Oh please.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to look that up. Now, and I asked that because I actually posted that on Facebook a couple of days, yesterday or the day before. I'm not sure because it occurred to me that while, you know, again, transparent moment, while I've healed a lot on my own, there are still some pieces of me that I may not readily acknowledge of myself.
Absolutely.
And it was funny because, and it's funny that you even said that the creation therapy was biblical based because, you know, no shade. I've been told by a couple of Christians, well, we don't do counseling, you don't do all of that. You just pray about it and let God work it out. Let God take His time, whatever. I denied it. That you took the words right out of my mouth because those were my words to them. That was it. Like you can't have the faith to say and believe that God's going to do it and not actually do something to work with it. Something.
Absolutely.
That, I mean, it doesn't hurt to go talk to someone that's been trained to hear what you're saying and what you're not saying to help bring it all to the forefront, to help you heal. Because truth of the matter is, as much as you know, we have all these quotes and cute little things that roam the internet and roam all over the place with, you know, you can't make the next relationship pay for what the previous one did. As much as we say that, and if we really take a step back and pay attention, there are still fragments of that other relationship that you're still making them pay for here and your new relationship. They're still small things that you have that you might not even be paying attention to, but they're there. So, you know, that was the focus of the question was, you know, I think that's something that between relationships, people should really try to implement in their lives. And PJ, I commend you for even being open enough to say that, heck yeah, I'm about to do that. Because, you know, especially in our Black community, that's like taboo to talk about counseling and therapy, and you don't talk about that. That's not for us, that's for those people. So I commend you, sir. Right. My hat's off to you. Very,
absolutely.
Hey, hands down.
Yeah, thank you. He's a professional and a very mature man, and to be able to acknowledge that, you know, I mean, because you have to look at psychology from Tiger Woods, I mean, Fortune 500 company owners, you know, people think therapy is for crazy people, and that's not it. You know, we're designed to help you to progress what you and maximize what you already have in you. And so the stigma on counseling is such a bad thing. You know, if you don't go to a marriage counselor, go through marriage counseling before you get married, the research says that the chances of the marriage lasting beyond two years is hardly any. So it's a science. So, you know, it's a systematic approach. So, yeah, big ups, PJ, and definitely hit me up.
Absolutely. Gotcha. Absolutely. Now, let's see. We got about 15 minutes here before we wrap up. I want to just give you both an open space at this moment. Anything that you would like women to know in this dating world that could really change something? I'm still stuck on the whole food culture. That got me.
I got some more. Hit us with it. Can I listen?
To you, 2 million listeners, potential wives.
From your ears to God, from your mouth to God's ears. Carry on, amen.
I'm speaking it. I'm gonna be 1,000% transparent. And call me a dog if you want to, but I'm gonna tell you the truth. When I was married, and I came home and cut the grass after working, and I was living in an all-white neighborhood besides me. They thought I was a thug. I had dreads, but I had the best-looking yard in the neighborhood. They used to come watch me cultivate my yard. Mm. Only thing I asked my wife to do was make me a pitcher of grape Kool-Aid. I didn't ask her to cook me a meal. And trust me, I drink Bordeaux, Merlot, all kind of wine, Sauvignon Blancs, but I'm a country boy. Make me a pitcher of grape Kool-Aid. And she said, no, because I don't drink it. I put my hand to the sky. That was one of the top five reasons that day I knew I was going to get a divorce. I'm not – call me petty because I don't ask for a lot. I don't ask for a lot. I normally get socks for my birthday because it's a week behind Valentine's Day and they consolidate one gift. I'm used to not getting a lot. But that little thing that your man asked for, a pitcher of 25-cent grape Kool-Aid,
yeah.
Because of her unwilling, I'm bringing home the money. I'm not asking for help with bills. You know, like I said, I'm going all out. I'm washing the cars, you know, taking the girls to the movies. That one little thing that I asked for really let me know where this person had me at in their heart.
Mm.
And so women, listen, if your man is not perfect, no man is. But if he's trying, and you see him coming home, you know where his money's going, make the man some Kool-Aid. If he want to have some friends over once a year for a Super Bowl party, treat him like a king, you know? And so, and that's my thing, you know, that's my thing because, you know, we're all working towards each other. If you're married in your 20s, understand that the woman's brain doesn't finish developing until she's 26. The man's brain doesn't finish developing until he's 28 or 29. And so you're going to make mistakes because now at age 30, you're practicing with a fully developed brain. The last portion of your brain to develop is that dorsolateral prefrontal cortex. That's the portion that deals with emotion regulation. So you're going to make some mistakes. So if you're in your early 30s and it's still rocky, it's going to be that. That's my little spiel. So, you know, when you're in your 40s, now that you're used to learning each other's personality, you've grown, then the probability of you being successful is a lot greater. That's all I got.
Okay, go ahead, PJ.
Have me on the show again next month.
don't worry, I will.
Okay.
Listen, PJ, you answer, but I'm gonna add a couple more minutes because Mr. Thaddeus just made me think of a question here. But go ahead, PJ, and let us know what you got.
Well, I just want to say, basically, in a relationship, in any successful relationship, it's going to take effort from both people. You know, you can pick up on, you know, picking up where Thaddeus left off with the willingness to not do something. Like, you can't have a successful relationship with that mindset because in a successful relationship, you have to completely pour into this person in front of you, completely empty yourself. And you don't worry about not getting replenished because if this person in front of you, if your mate is doing the same thing, completely emptying themselves to fulfill you, then, you know, that's that's the only way it's going to work. You have to both be feeling into each other. You know, it's going to take that effort. You know, you got to put your own, what you won't do or what you don't think you should do. You know, you got to put that to the side. And, you know, and it's about reciprocation. It ain't just one person doing it. It's both people doing it. Both people got that mindset to serve each other and be there for each other, have each other's back. And, you know, just completely, that's a union. And so a lot of women that I see, you know, did you ask me to speak to the women? A lot of women that I see think that just because they're the woman, they're the prize. No, being a woman doesn't make you the prize. The kind of woman you are, the character, you know, what are you bringing? What are you adding to this relationship? Because, if all you're doing is just being pretty, you know, and spending up my money to do so and opening your legs, I mean, you can get that anywhere. And so now a true queen is a prize, but just being a woman, just having the anatomy parts doesn't make you the prize, no matter how fine you think you are.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, there it is.
That's it. That's it.
Listen, y'all left me speechless.
I'm glad you had me on with PJ. All right with me.
and listen, let me tell you, leaving me speechless rarely happens. I'm gonna just say that. That does not happen. I'm gonna find something to say. But I really don't. But y'all, PJ, you pretty much answered what my question was going to be. You can be just being a woman. Just being a woman does not make you the prize. But what kind of woman are you?
Right.
That's it right there. That is, I mean.
And I'll even leave a gem for the fellas, because we might have some fellas listening. And I'm gonna go ahead and be direct and be straight up.
Give it to them.
You know, you as adults, we learn these behaviors, especially as men. We learn these behaviors, and you can't just turn these behaviors off because you meet somebody and you think you're ready to settle down. And what I'm basically saying is, just because you're single, you can't be out here. If you really want to be a husband, you have to prepare yourself to be a husband. You have to put yourself in that mindset. You got to start acting like a husband. When I say that, you can't just be out here just sticking it in her and her and her and her just because you're single. And no, you got to have that control. You got to teach yourself that control early on before you get into the situation. Like I said, you can't just cold turkey change. It doesn't happen.
That's it.
You can't just cold turkey change. As a man, if you really want to be a husband, now I've never been a husband, but I understand mindsets and I understand behavior. And I know that you just can't just change overnight. You have to want to change. You have to want to, you know, you have to, now, you know, I'm not going to say, I mean, you can. If you want to completely, you know, sustain from having sex, if you have, you know, even if you're going to have those urges out here and there, but you just can't just be out here just being community, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
and thinking
mm-hmm.
that, okay, you done met this woman, she got it going on, she's the type of woman that I want to, you can't just tell yourself, all right, I'm ready to settle down, and I'm about to go into this situation, and now I'm a changed man. No, you about to do this woman wrong. You about to just, you know, you got to prepare yourself going into this situation. So, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear that, but that's the truth.
Nothing but the truth, brother.
Lord, I hope the men and women, I hope y'all just listening, because, baby, they dropped some jewels on y'all tonight. Tonight.
Yeah, that was real big. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That was big. Yeah.
Wow, yeah,
man,
I'm getting inboxed. I'm getting inboxed, man. Yes, I'm being inboxed. Like, y'all leaving them speechless right now. So, yes, let me say this. I so appreciate you both. I put the post out. You both responded, no hesitation. And I truly, truly, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on. Oh, my God, you guys were the best. Like, coming on and being so open and transparent and just being real and just, you know, giving it to us raw. Because, again, nothing heals by putting a Band-Aid on it and saying it'll be all right once we take the Band-Aid off. No, expose it. Let's expose it. Let that air get to it. And let's for real get some good healing going on. So thank you for starting Fly Conversations 2019 off on the right foot. I so appreciate you all. We got a couple minutes here. If you want to tell the people if they're looking to get in touch with you, we got Chef Mason over here. I'm sorry, is it Chef Prince or Prince Chef? I don't want to mess that up.
It's Chef Prince Mason.
Yeah, you go ahead. Let the people know. Let them know how they can reach you. I see that you do have some Valentine's specials going on. Let the people know how they can find you.
So I'm at Chef Prince Mason. You can pretty much find Chef Prince Mason on Instagram. I'm Chef Prince Mason on Facebook, or my website, chefprincemason.com. That's C-H-E-F Prince Mason, all one word. I do cater. I do go to people's homes. I am for hire for a private chef. I do come to your home to do private cooking lessons or group cooking lessons for like a ladies' night. And best of all, although I'm in Oklahoma, I've traveled. I've done events in Toronto. I've done events in Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Amarillo, Atlanta. I've pretty much, you know, you just get me there, and we're going to make it happen.
Okay, I got to find a reason to get you here to Florida. I'm going to find a reason to get you here to Florida.
Check out the Instagram, Chef Prince Mason.
So there it is, y'all. All his information, you know how to reach him. Mr. Thaddeus Dixon, sir, please let the people know how they can reach you. Should they need you, everybody need to be reaching out for some counseling. I'm going to just say that because y'all heard the brother lay it out. Y'all heard him lay it out. Y'all heard
him.
Hey, listen,
I give the people what God gives me. You know, I'm still small time right now. Hey, listen, get me on Facebook, Thaddeus Dixon. You'll see me a picture of me and my two daughters. You know, that's me because it's actually 8 Thaddeus Dixons in the state of Georgia alone. But only one Thaddeus Dixon that you're talking to tonight. Yeah, and also, listen, I'm old school Hotmail, PDIX, the number 4 at Hotmail. Hit me up with any kind of questions, concerns. My website will be opening up later on this year, Sound Minds. I'm doing a lot of music therapy for kids with autism coming from abused homes. So God is opening up that for me this year. But right now, I'm small scale. Just hit me up on my Hotmail or hit me up on Facebook.
And there you have it, people. There you have it. Now, PJ, I'm definitely going to have to get you here some kind of way to Florida. I'm going to figure some reason out. I mean, it really won't need to be a big reason, but I'm going to get you here to Florida. And Thaddeus, I'm going to come to Augusta, and you can take me to the steakhouse. I promise you I'm going to order some sushi, okay?
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, now listen, if you know somebody in Florida getting married soon and they need a good musician, you got your chef on one end, you got your pianist. I'm a classical piano player, so, you know, you got the best of both worlds. So go on and get some weddings lined up for us.
Bam, and there it is. I got you. I got you.
There you go.
Don't you worry.
I got you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you. And
yes,
PJ, you're a good brother, man.
All right, man. It was a pleasure to meet you, man. I'll be linking up with you. I'll be hitting you up after the call.
That's a bet.
So, fly people, I know y'all got some good jewels out of this. They gave it to us raw, and I absolutely love it, and I so appreciate them. Again, they gave you the information. If you're trying to link up with them, please go. They gave you the information. Go find them. Go follow them. Go book them. Be sure to continue to follow us on Facebook at Fly Conversations with Shaydon. You can just follow, that's the page, or you can follow me personally at Shannon Shaydon Ward. You can find me there as well. Listen, it's been a pleasure, y'all. Take these tips and utilize them. It does you no good to have the knowledge and not actually implement it. You have information, now
exactly.
Go forth and go make these relationships work. And remember, I love each and every one of y'all to life. I love you to life. So go be great. Love y'all. Mean it. Till next time.
Hey, love
later,
you too.
Y'all.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Riveting. Love.
Forgiveness.
Shy.
Dawn.
Fly.
Fly.
Fly. Fly.